Rain gear? Can't live without it. It keeps you dry, makes those soggy chores much more manageable. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered from head to toe, literally, with great prices on rain pants, jackets, boots, and more. Shop in-store or online at farmandfleet.com. So there is ongoing conversation about how folks in rural communities right here in Wisconsin can get connected. Although we have been in more than a year's worth of the virtual living. Boy, I'll tell you what, if you live in a lot of rural Wisconsin, trying to get online and stay connected is a real challenge. But there are efforts being made to try to connect folks. And one of those is in the community of Reedsburg. Brett Schuppner is joining us. He's the general manager for the Reedsburg utility. And let's just talk about the challenges of offering broadband in rural Wisconsin. Brett, what don't we think about when it comes to the logistics of trying to get that service to rural communities?
The first part of it is related to the cost per subscriber or customer. In rural areas, there's just so many less potential customers to make a return on that large investment of burying fiber optics in, you know, the hilly areas, you know, around Reedsburg, you got Sauk County, you got the Baraboo Bluffs, you know, so it's in a very expensive area to construct underground utilities in. Other parts of that is how the current market is with supply chain issues. A lot of the materials we need are getting more expensive and much harder to get. Some of the components we were supposed to be receiving way back in April and March, we did not receive until October. And then also stuff we're ordering now, we probably won't even see until 2023. So when you're trying to construct areas and you need those materials to put in the ground, we're not, you know, if they're not here, it's hard to get construction done.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And thinking about that kind of delay. So let's talk a little bit. This obviously means that some of that funding from the FCC and other federal, if not state sources, that's kind of critical to you guys being able to move forward.
Yes. Yeah, that funding definitely makes it feasible for us to build in these, you know, harder to build, higher cost and low density areas. Reedsburg Utility, we're the only municipally owned fiber optic utility in the state of Wisconsin, and we're not for profit. So, but we're also not to lose money either. You know, it doesn't make sense. So, so we have to make sure we're covering, you know, that we're, when we make an investment and put fiber optic in the ground, that it's, we're going to pay for that over time. You know, our current expansion plan, we're going to be investing about $36 million, you know, so we have to make that back in about a 20-year window to pay the debt that we're going to have on that.
Is this a big conversation that you get drawn into, Brett, with people that Reedsburg Utility services, with peers in the industry? Tell me about how much attention this is getting from your customers that might not be getting service and from other partners in the state.
You know, discussion-wise, I do know the, you know, earlier in the year, the governor did create a task force that brought a lot of people in the industry and even outside the industry, as in, you know, it included people in education, but it did include providers. It included, trying to think, some of the other members that were at some legislative members, too, and stuff like that, to kind of get them together and come up with a broadband plan, which or broadband report to take to the governor. And then that was headed by the Public Service Commission. So they also brought out their broadband plan for the state of Wisconsin, you know, which kind of gives a little bit of direction where the Wisconsin wants to go to get the broadband coverage throughout the state.
Now, just out of curiosity, because so many of us became acutely aware of underserved or non-served areas during the pandemic, did you guys try to pivot, try to pick it up, try to do anything to help communities when all of a sudden everybody, including school kids, had to educate online?
We did a few different things. We worked with the school district to connect families that didn't have internet access or weren't able to afford internet access to try to get them connected. You know, so that was kind of the quick stuff we could do. You know, and other than that, then it's been, you know, applying for funds and to continue our build out. We've actually constructed twice as much fiber this year than we've done in any other year to get more customers access to fiber optic internet service. I think right now we're on pace to provide service to or make service available to over like 550 additional locations in the Sauk County area this year.
Right. So, you mentioned earlier that your ballpark estimate on what this is going to cost, about $36 million. Explain for people how many miles, how many homes, farms, and businesses that encompasses, Brett. You sent me some interesting numbers on that.
Yep. So our current expansion plan area, which is about a six-year plan for us, is going to cover about 850 miles of, we would say, like mainline fiber, so the fiber that goes down the roadways, and then that will pass by nearly 4,500 homes, farms, and businesses in Sauk County, Richland County, Juneau County, and Iowa County. So very, very large area for us.
Boy, I guess. Now, Neil, straight up, Brett, you're obviously charged with trying to provide this service to a lot of your rural area. Is this feasible? Is the money that's available through the grants and what's currently being discussed, is it feasible for utilities like Reedsburg to be able to accomplish this? Or are there things that the general public needs to know about their expectations of when service will be out there?
It is feasible, with especially with the grants and the additional funding that we've been going after. So we did go after some FCC, Rural Digital Opportunity Fund money, and then also recently the state of Wisconsin used some of their ARPA, the American Recovery Program, funds to put out another $100 million for broadband expansion in the state of Wisconsin, which we did win four projects for that. So that definitely is the tipping point to make these rural projects feasible. And the one benefit with the additional funds of that ARPA money is that it actually moves up our project completion to the end of 2024. So it shaved off about 3 years of our construction timeline.
Wow, so that's good news. That's good news. Do you guys ever share challenges within the industry across the state? I mean, do you talk to other general managers of different utilities across the state? Is everybody in the same rut here, Brett, or are there others that are really struggling to try to get their projects up?
You kind of raise an interesting point. So Reedsburg Utility, we're an electric and water provider for the city of Reedsburg, and we've been doing that since 1894. We're the only municipally owned fiber optic utility in the state of Wisconsin. A lot of the other, since we're the only municipally owned provider, a lot of the other providers are not in favor of municipal broadband. That's kind of a they feel that's a threat to them, I guess. And so I guess we're not really included in a lot of the other discussions in groups. Let's put it that way. So yes, so I guess I can't really answer that question because I guess I don't. I mean, there's a few of the neighboring cooperatives in that we partner with, you know, say if you know, in Reedsburg or one of the other communities we serve, you know, a business might have facilities in another town. Well, we partner, you know, with some of the other cooperatives to make connections and for those customers. So, I mean, we do work together for the benefit of our customers.
Sure, sure. That is interesting because, like you point out, there's a lot of different, I guess we'd say, ways to go about providing rural broadband. But that also kind of complicates things, like you point out. Are you hearing, is there a lot of conversation from what you've observed, Brett, on everything from cell phone companies trying to get in on the act, like you said, other cooperatives? Are the conversations at least happening?
You know, I think so. You know, at least some of the discussions I saw was related to the task force, the broadband task force. You know, so that did include representatives from some of the larger, nationwide providers and obviously cooperatives, even electric cooperatives were part of that, and then myself as the only municipal provider. So there are some, in that regards, but beyond that, I guess it's just a lot of it's kind of been centered around the broadband grants and because that $100 million that was just available, I believe the numbers were, so the award, that $100 million got distributed amongst 83 projects. But there were 242 applications requesting $420 million. So it does show there's still a big need out there to get broadband across the state and available to pretty much everyone.